You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Bats in your belfry. Creating a friendly environment for beneficial insects in the garden has been a mainstream practice for organic gardeners for years, by planting flowers, hanging bird feeders, etc. But you can go one step further by providing a safe haven for bats on your property. Yes, I said bats. According to Bat Conservation International, bats consume thousands of insects. Think mosquitoes when you hear that. And they help rid the garden of its most destructive pests. By installing a bat house on the side of a building or up a pole or in a tree, you can invite bats to take up residence, and they will work to control pests in your garden. Well, how convenient. Another reason to install bat habitat is because our nationwide bat population is decreasing due to a devastating infection called white nose syndrome. It's a fungus that causes bats to awaken during hibernation, and they use up their fat stores and fly around in the cold weather, which often results in their freezing to death or dying of starvation. Also, disappearing habitats contribute to their demise. So, you can help bring some balance by offering your friendly neighborhood bat a place to live. Find links to Bat Conservation International and instructions for how to build a bat house for your own property on the website This Week Only. While you're there, check out our latest blog posts and our newest newsletter, which has a great pesto recipe and tips for saving kale seeds. Happy gardening! Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!